Hi, hello, mabuhay! This is Icon of Wannabe Her speaking, and welcome to episode 4. I know it's been a while since the last episode. I was kinda busy with my personal stuff that made me unable to find time to record an episode, but today I will. Just because I'm having this urge to talk about one of the things that were greatly affected because of the existence of this pandemic. In other words, our dreams got delayed and postponed, while some died. I believe this is an event that we did not imagine happening at all. A few months ago, we had everything planned. Our life after graduation, our beach trips for summer, our out of the countries, our business matters, birthdays, weddings, reunions, and even our spontaneous nights. We look forward to them for the longest time, not realizing something this tragic could actually happen. And that will have to pause, adjust, and worst case scenarios, shut down. If I'm being honest, I didn't take this pandemic to my bones. I was kinda hopeful that eventually, come bare months, maybe things are better. People would be rejoicing that they can freely communicate with one another without social distancing, without mask, without any fear of putting your life at stake. And yet, here we are, 5 months after the first enhanced community quarantine declaration, surpassing the number of affected cases in China, which was the origin of the virus, with tired and weary health workers, with businesses and establishments closing or even under millions of deaths, with tons of positive cases uncured, with a curve that keeps on going up, with millions of employees losing their jobs, with a government that doesn't seem to know what to do, with fear and anger in our hearts, with dreams that got delayed or even dying at worst. Where did time really go? How much longer do we have to suffer? How much longer do we have to wait in misery without even knowing when things will be normal again? I wanted to be as optimistic as I can. I want to believe things happen for a reason, and that God or whoever you believe in that has power above this is just trying to teach us something. I want to be hopeful and be full of reasons to stay hopeful contrary to what is happening now. But we all know it is hard. It's depressing. It's sad, and we can't do anything about it. Maybe by now we thought that we were supposed to be somewhere. Some of us graduating and entering college excited and frightened. Some may be getting our first job interviews. Some of us getting promoted. Others are establishing their business. Some may be taking board exams and actually acing them. Some may be thinking of settling down and exchanging their sweet vows. Some may be taking a huge risk by working in a different country. You see, so many things that we thought we'd have by now, and yet we don't. We either postponed it or lost it. And nothing sucks than realizing we keep on losing and losing. I refuse to believe that we are winning this battle. We wanted to win. But the million-dollar truth is that we don't. We sleep at night waiting for the next morning to happen again. We got announcements every 2 weeks, and we still find no concrete plan, and the same old song goes. Higher number of positive cases, frontliners getting tired, businesses shutting down, hunger and poverty, which is a never-ending cycle. And on it goes. This is one of the days where I let myself soak in the reality of the worst. But somehow, even amidst the thousands of dreams that dies, comes all the new dreams that are about to live. I want you to hold on to what you know you are supposed to be. I know that it has been a while, and it may seem like nothing's ever gonna happen, and you'll just be stuck at home trying to be safe. Maybe you fear not being the doctor you want to be. Maybe you fear not being able to finish school because you don't have the capacity to do online classes. Maybe you feel like you'll never find a job again. Maybe you feel like you'll have to wait longer again for your marriage to push through or your career, your stability, your family, maybe it feels like we have to wait another forever. And even so, I pray we stay hopeful for the good, that this will come to an end, and maybe next time we will be wiser with our choices on who to run our government, wiser to pick our leaders, braver to voice out our opinions, and perhaps less ignorant of what we're supposed to know. Ignorance is not always bliss, and even if it hurts to know, maybe we need to, so we can move forward and be better for the coming days of our lives. I hope you're still safe and sane, and like all things do, this too shall pass. Thanks for listening to this episode, and see you again on my next one. Love always.